Revelstoke's newest road has opened an avenue for recognizing one of the town's most celebrated, world-class ski jumpers. City Council voted unanimously in favor on Tuesday, October 28, of naming a new strata road, being forged to accommodate development and construction access in Mackenzie Village, Lynburn Avenue. Robert, Bob, Lynburn was born in Fort William, Ont, near Thunder Bay. Moving to Revelstoke as a toddler, he grew up enjoying Nordic skiing but primarily became a prolific ski jumper. Lynburn went on to represent Canada at the 1932 Winter Olympics in Lake Placid, NY. In 1933, he set a world record on Revelstoke's own ski jump hill with a 287-foot spring. Today, Lynburn carries historical and cultural significance to the town, city staff wrote in their report to council. I think that is an appropriate name, Mayor Gary Sulls said Tuesday, in approval of Lynburn Avenue. Though a desirable choice to name a local street after a famed Revelstoke athlete, and in line with the city's street naming and addressing policy, there was contention whether the man's name was Bob Lynburn or Bob Lynburn, the report notes. Consulting with Revelstoke Museum and Archives, as well as Lynburn's surviving family, staff managed to confirm via a marriage certificate from 1939 that the ski jumper was officially known as Robert Samuel Lynburn. Going forward with council's approval, Lynburn Avenue will be built intersecting Nels Nelson Crescent and immediately north of Corsier Avenue, quite fitting as all three names commemorate phenomenal ski jumpers in the community's history. As recounted by the museum, a 17-year-old Lynburn set a junior world record of 165 feet at the 1928 Revelstoke Winter Sports Carnival. By 1932, he'd already beaten Nels Nelson's landmark 240-foot jump from 1925 by soaring 269 feet, setting a world record for the adult division that he would ultimately also surpass. Unfortunately, while competing locally in 1935, Lynburn seriously injured his head and retired from ski jumping. After transitioning to the tracks as a fireman for the Canadian Pacific Railway, Lynburn served in France during the Second World War with the No. 1 Railway Operating Company of the Corps of Royal Canadian Engineers, according to the Canadian Military Engineers Association. His cohort departed from North Bay and Stratford, Ont, for the UK in July 1943. Repairing British railway equipment before landing in Normandy during September 1944. As the Allied forces fought through France, Belgium, the Netherlands and Germany, Lynburn played a critical role fixing, maintaining and running railway equipment, eventually returning the lines to civilian operators safe behind the front lines. After Germany surrendered in 1945, Lynburn returned to Revelstoke and continued working on the railway. Still suffering from his injury and exhibiting unusual behavior, however, he wandered into the woods in 1957 and was never seen again. Now, some 68 years later, thanks to the selection of Lynburn Avenue, his name is here to stay, nestled into Arrow Heights alongside the leaping legacies of Nels Nelson and Isabel Corsier.